you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, June 27th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. Demonstrations continued yesterday for a third day in Los Angeles in protest of the Supreme Court decision overturning the Roe v. Wade decision that assured federal protection of abortion rights. More action is planned for today. At 2 this afternoon, the group Rise Up for Abortion Rights asks participants to walk out from work or school, then rally at 3 p.m. at the U.S. Courthouse in downtown L.A. on West 1st Street. Los Angeles Police Chief Michael Moore says his officers aim to prevent any violence or property damage.
The underlying effort is protests and demonstrations are supported, while any type of danger to the public is not.
Moore says the department is monitoring social media for any potential threats and has extra officers on standby. L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger says she's disappointed by the Supreme Court ruling and assures that the state and the county will stand behind a woman's right to choose. But she resists one idea that's being floated in response.
There's been talk of us providing funding for people that want to travel here. I think that that is a gift of public funds, and I think that takes it a step further. I think we need to ensure we have access for all, but I don't know that I would support providing funding for people to come and travel here seeking abortions.
Barger says she regrets that the Roe decision has come at a time when the nation is already strongly divided. Meantime, what could the expected restrictions in dozens of other states mean for people's mental health? KPCC's Robert Garova has more on that.
Citing decades of research, the American Psychological Association says it's probable that barring access to abortion will lead to mental health harms. Dr. Melanie Chinchilla is a clinical psychologist and board member of the California Psychological Association.
When you're denied the ability to have an abortion, you actually may be more likely to experience higher levels of anxiety, lower levels of life satisfaction.
Chinchilla says even in states like California, where reproductive rights won't be rolled back, the news will lead to anxiety as some people think about further division in the U.S. and become disillusioned with the judicial system. Chinchilla encourages people to talk about how they feel about the ruling and take action, whether that's education or writing to a legislator.
We're not helpless. We're not just sitting ducks here.
Covering mental health, I'm Robert Garova.
The mother of an LAPD officer fatally injured during a training exercise has filed a wrongful death claim with the city. Houston Tipping died of a spinal cord injury in May, and his mother alleges that he was severely beaten during a training exercise meant to simulate a mob. The LAPD says it has launched its own investigation. A legal claim is often a precursor to a lawsuit. International Bird Rescue says it's taken in about 325 sick California brown pelicans over the past month and a half. The nonprofit's Russ Curtis says the majority came from beaches in L.A., Ventura, and Santa Barbara counties.
A lot of them had fishing line and fishing tackle injuries around their bill or around their legs, and they were quite emaciated. They were very hungry.
He says when the starving birds are taking risks in their search of food,
a lot of those encounters involve being around fishing piers or fishermen, and they're going after the baited hooks and things like that, and then they're getting tangled in fishing line.
The center is calling it a pelican crisis. Curtis says it's unclear what's causing the malnutrition. About 100 pelicans have already been rehabilitated, though, and sent back into the wild. L.A. County is set to transfer a stretch of beachfront land in Manhattan Beach to the descendants of the original owners who were forced to sell their property close to a century ago. KPCC's Zoe Kurland has more.
Willa and Charles Bruce owned and operated a beachfront resort for Black Americans at a time when other beaches were segregated. In 1924, after racist harassment failed to push the family out of town, city officials seized the Bruce's property through eminent domain. Great-great-grandson Anthony Bruce remembers the first time he visited the property with his father, who took him up to a high hill that looked out onto the ocean.
He said, "This is our property, and one day you're going to have to fight to get it back." So we did. make sure to keep that family fight going.
And now that fight is over. In recent years, local activists have brought attention to the beach's history. And after the nationwide racial reckoning surrounding the murder of George Floyd, Supervisor Janice Hahn initiated steps to return the land. The Board of Supervisors is scheduled to vote on a plan to deed the property back to the Bruce family. Anthony Bruce says his family plans to lease the property back to the county for now, but they may sell it in the future.
Hopefully we'll be able to receive some more inheritance from that, you know, the generational wealth, because this is something that our family was really robbed of.
Bruce says he hopes his family's story opens the door for other families looking to get their land rightfully returned. I'm Zoe Kurland.
There are heat advisories posted as inland temperatures reach triple digits. At the beaches, it'll be in the 80s into the mid-90s. Farther inland, coastal valleys in the Antelope Valley will be in the mid-90s to around 104. It'll be up to 107 in the IE. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live at KPCC.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.